We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And for our next half of the program, we're going to be chatting with some guests from Flint Hills Christian School, as they have a pretty big construction project going on right now. Joining us here in studio, I'll introduce both of them. We have Dr. Moni Elasser, and he is the a board member for Flint Hills Christian School, a retired engineer with BG Consultants. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you in. Jordan Candido is also in studio. She's the Flint Hills Christian School Director of Advancement.
Yes. Hi, Brandon. Thank you for having me today.
Absolutely. We spoke yesterday via email. I wanted to get the two of you on here because there is a construction project, a pretty big one going on at the building, and I understand it is now underway as far as that's concerned, because they got I've been watching the building permits come through the email. I get the list every week, and I've seen that it's been approved.
Yes, it is.
So tell us exactly, for those that don't know, what is the scope of the project that's going on?
Yeah, we are expanding the school to have two classrooms per grade from pre-K all the way to sixth grade. We're also adding a storm shelter, and this storm shelter will be used also as a as the music room for the school. We're adding a lounge for the teachers, bigger bathrooms for the students, and extra storage rooms, and room for the special education purpose.
Yeah, I think that's, what, about 24,000 square feet, I think?
Actually, like 28,000 square feet for this area. Plus, we're adding also a new administration area for the administrative staff, the principal, the assistant principal, and, of course, Jordan will have a nice office there with a window.
I'm ready. but we are seeing such an increase in enrollment that, God's timing is so perfect in providing this project for us right here and right now to make the two old classrooms, because we've got wait lists and we're already getting lists going for the next school year and even up to 2025 is my furthest out student on a list. So the increase of interest is it's kind of mind-blowing, really. To think of how fast we were anticipating our growth patterns to get us to be 300 by year 2030, 300 students. But we're currently at 220. So, we're a little bit ahead of schedule.
No kidding. That's quite impressive.
Yeah. Also, I want to mention that when the elementary student classrooms move to the new wing, that will empty that space in the existing building, which will be, possible to improve it, which is included in this project, that we will have a bigger library, a bigger computer room, more space for locker rooms, and also we will have a balcony in the gym so we can have more people, seating capacity for more people there. So that is also part of this expansion project that we're doing right now.
You know, with a project like this, too, over in Blue Township, I know there's not a lot of community gathering space, but I imagine this could serve as that here going forward.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes, we're excited to see the increase in capacity in our gymnasium for our athletic events, but also to be able to open it up to more rental opportunities for the community. And not even just that, we've had, you know, people call wanting to have voting booths there or different types of public meeting spaces, things like that, which we would just offer gym for, but we have such limited capacity. That in our existing building is 25 years old, so just needing those renovations and that extra space is definitely something that we're seeing, but excited that we're moving forward on.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, and this has been a project I know has been talked about for so long. It's neat to see the dirt moving finally on this. This has been a campaign, for a few years now, hasn't it?
Correct, yes.
Definitely the plans have been put in place for several years. As far as our capital campaign goes, we began that early 2020, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, late 21 or early 2020, around that time. Uh-huh. Yep.
Which is a great segue into the, our overall goal has had to have its final adjustment to $8 million because of the national-wide increase in construction costs that we're all very familiar with. but we finally just got over the $6 million threshold And still seeking those opportunities for further gifts there to get us to our end game. But that's just where we're at on our capital campaign side.
Okay, yeah. I imagine that can be a little bit of a challenge here with construction costs going up. That's out of your control, really.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So. Definitely, it leaves room for some anxiety for the leadership and a little bit of fear if we allow it, but it's leaving it in the hands of God how it's always been, but also doing the work that it takes to get us where we need to be. So plans are in place. We had just hosted a big prayer event at our school on October 17th where we got our FHCS community in, where we were like, tell us names. Do you know of anybody who's interested in this project who want to plug in, sort of thing? So we've got different things going to help us get to our end game, which is the $8 million.
Okay. Well, that's going to be interesting to watch. And, you know, in the meantime, is there any adjustments that, you know, parents should know about if they're picking their kids up? Is there anything that's closed off because of construction?
Yes. We are changing the traffic around the school. And, of course, the principal and the contractor are working close together to have the pickup and the drop-off from the back rather from the front, as the area for the administration offices will be built in front of the existing door right now. The offices for the administration and everything is where the cafeteria is going to be, where we're going to have a industrial types kitchen, and that will be capable of preparing hot lunches for the students. So there is a large section of the school will be changed into the cafeteria. So that area in front of the school definitely will be challenging for having students drop there. So the principal worked with the contractor to provide a route that will go all the way to the back of the school to drop off the kids there, which we tested it Monday, mm-hmm. yesterday, and it worked pretty good. He said that it took only 15 minutes to have all the students leave, so that was worked very well, apparently. So
yeah,
I'm glad to do
we're
that.
Doing pick up and drop off out the back of our school.
Yeah.
I've been very impressed at the planning that has gone into logistics of that magnitude and having it go smoothly from the very beginning. So Monday being the first day to really not have any major snafus was a win. Good planning on Mr. Zimmerman's behalf.
Very good. Well, it seems like you guys are blessed with a lot of space out there, so you're able to take on a project like this probably with not a whole lot of other issues than that, other than the traffic patterns, maybe.
Right. And we work with Pottawatomie County, and we are grateful for them to allow to have a speed zone around the school zone to reduce the traffic, which would be part of the project they are doing on Green Valley Road right now. And also, we're grateful again that the commissioners approved widening the bridge on Elk Creek channel up north of the bridge by adding a sidewalk that would allow the students to walk safely or ride their bike safely to the school rather than run in the middle of the traffic on that narrow bridge right now. So, and that will also will be part of the Green Valley Road improvement in 2022, so next year. So we're very pleased about that because that will enhance the traffic a lot in that area there. So
the sidewalks are so needed there. I've driven over there many times along that bridge, and it's a tight squeeze even for cars.
Even for cars it's tight, but with a sidewalk that will be built on the west side of the bridge, that will improve things a lot. And also in the plans that they will have a beacon where the students, after they cross the bridge, they can push a button like around K-State, and then they can cross the road and get into the school. And that will enhance the safety significantly there.
Oh, thank goodness for that. That's going to be nice to see that. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back, talk more about the project and more about Flint Hills Christian School in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.